A Czech newspaper claims three generals were forced to leave the army in 2009 after the security services found their offices had been infiltrated by a Russian spy. The Daily Mladá fronta Dnes claimed in a front-page exclusive on Wednesday that a female major with access to all three men had been befriended by the spy, although her role in the affair remains unclear. Rob Cameron has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Rob, this all sounds very Mata Hari and James Bondish. Has any of it actually been confirmed by a second source?
No, it hasn't. That's the problem. The three generals who did really leave the army last year are barred from commenting on the case from the confidentiality clause in their contracts, and neither the Defence Ministry nor the intelligence services will comment on it, of course. So all we have are Mladá fronta Dnes's allegations that the three were forced to resign after a female major who worked for all three of them as their head of staff had struck up a friendship with a psychologist working in an unnamed Czech institution. He was a Czech citizen with at least one Russian parent, and the security services believe that this man, named only as Robert R., was in fact working for Russian intelligence. He was a spy. Now, he has since fled back to Russia.
So you say the generals are tight-lipped. So where is this information coming from?
What Mladá fronta Dnes describes as a reliable source, but the generals themselves won't comment. They are Josef Prox, he's 50, he's the former deputy chief of staff for the Czech army, František Hrabal, 53, the former head of President Klaus's military office, and Josef Sedlák, he's 50, the former Czech representative with NATO command in Belgium. Now, only he will comment. He said that he couldn't confirm that his departure was linked to these allegations of spying, although he did say that he was angry that the security services hadn't informed him that his subordinate, this woman, was in contact with an alleged Russian spy. And instead, they just had him and her and the two other generals followed by the security services for 5 years.
So what about this mysterious female officer who seems to be at the centre of the story? What do we know about her?
Well, not much, I'm afraid. It's not clear if she was aware that this person that she met, this friend, was working for Russian intelligence. It's not clear whether she actually provided any useful information or not. She's since left the army and is currently abroad, according to the newspaper. We don't even know her name, so perhaps it's a bit premature to call her the Czech Mata Hari, as some of the papers are doing.
Do we know what in particular the Russians were interested in here?
Well, the Czech counterintelligence service reported last month that Russian spies are becoming increasingly active in the Czech Republic. There was certainly a spike in activity when Prague agreed several years ago to host elements of the US missile defense system. That's, of course, since been abandoned. But the Russians are also interested in the energy sector in the Czech Republic. Russia's Atomstroyexport is one of the three bidders to improve on and enlarge the country's largest nuclear power plant, Temelín. And last year, this case is not the first case, last year the Czech Republic actually expelled two Russian diplomats, including a deputy to the military attaché in the Russian embassy, on suspicions of spying.
Rob Cameron with that intriguing report.